Of all the health problems caused by the environment, lead poisoning is the most preventable. Despite this, almost 1 million children in the United States have elevated levels of lead in their blood. Any child can be at risk for lead poisoning. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or known as CDC, recommends that all children should be tested for lead poisoning at age 1 or 12 months, and again at 2 or 24 months of age. This is done on their well child checkups. If a child under age 6 has no documented blood test, a blood test should be done immediately. In addition, all other children should be screened by a patient lead questionnaire and tested if needed. Today we're going to be talking about lead poisoning prevention and the importance of what you should know in regard to lead poisoning prevention, and I'm joined by Donna Jennings and Melody Dirks, lead poisoning prevention care managers with Children's Mercy Family Health Partners. Donna, how can lead hurt my child, and what are the symptoms of lead poisoning?
Even low levels of lead can have effects on a child's development, learning, and behavior. Higher levels of lead can cause long-term problems and may be associated with developmental delays, hearing loss, seizures and coma, kidney problems, anemia, and also growth problems.
You asked how lead can hurt a child. It's a serious problem in young children because they become poisoned when they eat or breathe the lead. It can be found in paint, dust, water, dirt, and air. When a child takes in a lot of lead into their bodies, their bodies are small, so it absorbs more, and it can cause serious medical problems for them.
Also, the children's bodies are growing rapidly, and the lead attacks the nervous system, and because children's brain and nervous system are still developing, that's why they're particularly prone to the effects of lead.
And the symptoms with that are, they can be mimicked like the flu symptoms. However, there are some other ones that show up, and some of those appear more tired than usual or fatigued. Child doesn't want to eat. They complain of achy joints or stomach ache, vomiting at times, depending on how much lead they've ingested, headaches, constipation, or diarrhea, convulsions, even behavior changes. They may be irritable and fussy. It does oftentimes cause anemia.
Additionally, if children are exposed to lead for a long period of time, the levels can get very high and even be fatal.